After teaching for many years, one thing that I noticed was that kids are fascinated by the sota. It's a very strange phenomenon. We have this woman who is unfaithful to her husband. It's a hard one to explain to little kids, but they're always amazed by, wait, she drinks this and she blows up. And then you're like, yeah. So I think that that might be an oversimplification of what the real process is, but let's try to understand a little bit what is going on in the process of the sota. So I think there's a couple pieces at play. I think one piece that really is important is that it takes a lot to get to the point where we make her drink. This is not just a, oh my gosh, she didn't do it, now she has to drink it, and she blows up. But if you read through the Gemara and you read through the Mishnayos and you see the amazing detail that goes into it, the rabbis were very concerned. They did not want this to be something that would be used often, and they didn't want it to be something that would be used without a lot of deliberation. And so what it would take to get the woman to drink this would be an extraordinary amount of asking and detailed questions and coaching and coaxing, all of that together, to the point where we say to her, okay, now if you're really sticking to your guns and you truly are willing to drink, then that's fine. Drink up and let's see how it ends. And I think that that's a really important piece of the entire puzzle, that this was not something that would happen often. And it was not something that was supposed to happen often. But in an extreme case where the woman truly feels a sense of, I'm right, she would take it. But what is the ideal? The ideal is that if she did in fact do something that was questionable, and if she did something that would get her to the point of possibly being guilty, we want her to come and say, I admit it. I did something wrong. That's the goal. And so I want to share with you a beautiful story by Rabbi Riskin, which I think really explains the sota so beautifully and so well. And so this is what he says. He says that as the chief rabbi of Efrat, over the many years, he's adjudicated many a dispute between husband and wife and between families. And he says one of the interesting things is that in the many years, he also has occasionally adjudicated between Arab and Jew, and on some occasions has even been the decisor, the arbitrator between Arab and Arab. And so he said years ago, there was a case that came before him that he had to deal with. And what was that case? It was a family who said, our two children have done things that perhaps are questionable and maybe even have committed some grave offenses in terms of sexual promiscuity, and we want you to try this case. And we agree that whatever you decide, we will stand behind your psak halacha, so to speak. This is fine. No problem. So what happens is he does exactly that. He listens to both sides and he speaks to both of them, and he realizes that they're not guilty. But perhaps maybe they stepped over the line just a little bit. But in consulting with both of them and consulting with the families, he said, I do not think that they're deserving of punishment, certainly not punishment of death. But I think that you have a case of two people that should just get married and everything will be fine. And in fact, that's what happened. And it turned from a terrible situation to a simcha. And he said, that's really a very large part of what it's all about. And that's really perhaps what the Torah is trying to accomplish in its goal of sota, is that let's find those cases that need to be ironed out and let's iron them out. And once we've done that, once we've ironed them out, we've figured it all out, in all likelihood, we're going to be good. And in all likelihood, everything is going to be fine. And in the rare case where it's not okay because the two sides have really strayed so far apart, in that case, and in that case only, you're going to come to Meisota. But hopefully, what's more likely to happen is you'll repair many, many, many relationships and find yourself in a much, much more positive place. That is ultimately our goal in Sota. Have a good day.